The great hope that we have is epitomized in this last verse. Because you and I, dear brethren, are pilgrims and strangers in this world. And we are journeying to that city, that great city, where our Redeemer, my Redeemer and yours, is the light. There's no sorrow there. There's no sighing, nor any tears there, nor any dying. How do we know that? Because the scriptures clearly teach us that this is so. We read from Revelation chapter 21. The great vision that John saw. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away." This is such a gorgeous vision of the ultimate plan of God, brethren. I think John was so carried away with it, this glorious vision that was before him, that the Lord had to come up, as it were, behind him and just kind of tap him on the shoulder and say, "Write it down, because these things are true." The thought of every tear wiped from every eye is precious to us. Some have grieved over the smallest incidents, and others grieve over major incidents in their lives. And yet, no incident is too small to be ignored by the Heavenly Father. So deep will be the reach of His divine hand in healing every hurt that caused every tear, that they will be purged from the human race completely. This city does not have a temple. Well, it does. It doesn't have a constructed temple because we read later in verse 22 of Revelation 21 that its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And this city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light, all nations will walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. So I suppose that means the gates are continually open, doesn't it? They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations. Nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's a disorder that most of us, I'm sure, have heard of. It's called SAD, SAD, or seasonal affective disorder. And it relates to feeling sad, depressed, in a low state of energy or mind. And it's often caused by seasonal changes, such as very, very short amounts of sunlight on a day, or when we have a storm system come into the area and the days are overcast one after another, and it just doesn't feel right. It's hard to get ourselves up and rejoice. The light, the lamp, Our Lord Jesus is our light and a cause for rejoicing in every time of need. He is the light of the world. He said that himself in John chapter 8, verse 12. And in the introduction to the Gospel of John, the apostle writes that he was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. The true light that gives light to every man coming into the world. Now, if the plan of God was just to send Jesus and through him help as many as possible over the last 2,000 years escape eternal torment or second death or whatever the threat of the time was, what a terrible failure. What a mockery of Scripture. He enlightens every man that comes into the world. And we believe that it will be so, just not yet. Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2 that we, you and I, are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Brethren, that glorious light of the New Jerusalem, we're getting previews of it now. When we study the scriptures, when we pray, when we fellowship with the brethren, that light glows brighter and brighter, and we can taste the future. Peter says, "Beloved, I beg you as pilgrims and sojourners to abstain from fleshly lusts, but have your conduct honorable among men, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. And so, fellow pilgrims, may God give us the grace to let the light shine in hopes of its grand fulfillment not too far ahead."